Utah raptors staked out the migration routes of the herbivores, lying in wait for their unsuspecting prey.
Utah raptor may have been more of an ambush predator. In other words, we might say that if velociraptor were a cheetah running things down, that Utah raptor may have been the equivalent of a lion in the sense that it may have lay in wait for prey and with a quick, short burst of speed taken something, but it wasn't an animal that probably ran things down over a long distance.
Utah raptor was fast, but the cooling climate favored even faster, smaller models. Future raptors would evolve to stand just over a meter high. They would rely more on agility and cunning than brute strength, and they would render the Utah raptor obsolete. Found halfway around the globe, another killer was perfectly suited to his environment. It was the apex predator of his territory, and it's often called the T-Rex of the East. 70 million years ago, the Earth was cooling. Ice caps formed at the poles, and winters were becoming harsher, with temperatures dropping to near freezing. Those temperatures would seem relatively warm by today's standards, but for life in the Cretaceous period, it was much colder than anything the dinosaurs were used to.
The Cretaceous period was much cooler than that of the Jurassic that preceded it. Well, this was all due to the breakup of Pangaea and then ultimately Gondwana and Laurasia. The sea levels rose and fell, the jet streams and the atmosphere were altered, and currents in the ocean were affected. The life that was hit the hardest was that lived on the smaller land masses. Larger areas have more buffer than smaller ones when it comes to climate change.
In what's now North America, the larger Allosaurus had given way to the smaller raptors. Off the west coast of Africa, on the island of Madagascar, another smaller-sized improvement on Allosaurus became its biggest killer. Referred to as the T-Rex of the East, its name was Majungatholus.